Hey, peeps of the internet, this is Thunder Locust 3, and welcome to an out of schedule podcast episode. I don't usually do recordings during weekdays, but I just have to say this. I have just updated my Twitter on my phone, and it's now X. A lot of us knows that Elon Musk is gonna go with the whole X thingy. And yes, it was actually a couple days ago, actually like last week ago, that Elon Musk has actually changed their, what they call this, their whole shtick to X. And so while I was at work earlier, I was like, Twitter has now changed their logo to X. And I was like, it's gonna be the title of the episode, but I'm not gonna say it here. It is one of the corniest jokes I've ever done. I have done a lot of corny jokes IRL, and when I saw it turn into X, I was like, yep, it's a joke. It's gonna be the title of my podcast episode. So still, overall, kind of, hey, I know there's a lot of us will be like, oh, why the change? Oh, it's much better than this, much better than that. Oh, no. For the first time, and because a lot of us would be like that, then after a few months, like, yeah, I guess the update is good. Yeah, it approved a lot, this and that. Oh, this time, trust me, even if it takes years, I would still make a joke about Twitter being X. I am not kidding. I have been with Twitter for like 11 years now. I've been in Twitter for back in 2012. So yes, it's been 11 years. I am very old at Twitter. But before, it was very clean. I have actually talked about this before. On my last episode about Threads, Twitter just looks very clean. It looks organized before. It looked like if you need something, it will be there. But it didn't escape from what they call the awkward social media time. So what it means is that there is a time where you're still trying to get to know how the social media works. You're still trying to find people to mingle with, to chat with, or to interact with, to who to follow, who you want to unfollow or not get any updates from. That's how Twitter was. Now, now that it has grown, of course, a lot of us would have already followed a lot of people. A lot of us would have already blocked some people. Already have, like, we have a lot of history with Twitter. Since it was one of the original, like, social media sites. Friendster is one of them. I actually forgot my login account on Friendster. Man, yes, I'm that old. And, you know, it's the way that Twitter just changed. Because, first of all, Larry the Bird, you will be missed. You will always be missed. People will just be like, man, if only Larry the Bird was still here. Trust me, it is one of, like, the most iconic, quote-unquote, mascots of the social media world. Like, how Facebook has their letter F. Like how, what do you call this? Twitter has their like picture, or Polaroid camera shtick. Twitter had the bird, and Newgrounds has the tank guy. Armor Games has like the armor itself. What else? YouTube has like the play button. Discord has like the, what they call this, the face. I'm trying to think of more. Steam has like the crankshaft. Riot Games has the fist. So on and so forth. I can list a lot more. But of course, we're not here to do the listings. I'm here to talk about Twitter being X. Was it a good idea? I guess. Like, when it was announced that Twitter's gonna become X, a lot of people are making jokes with a 18 plus site that was very famous due to what happened with Twitter. So yeah, it was unwarranted press, but again, in the social media world, any press is good press. Any exposure will be quote unquote kind of a good exposure. It shows you your brand, it shows you what you are doing with, or what you can do with your brand. Kind of sleepy right now, still haven't slept. But still, overall, Twitter becoming X, there's still a lot of questions that is supposed to be answered. First of all, why? Why just X? If you're gonna make it like SpaceX, why not just do that? Twitter X. Or maybe X Twitter. Which would have turned it into a much bigger meme. Let's be honest. If people are making memes about your brand, it will help with exposure. But remember, memes can be turned into its head. So you need to know how to regulate the memes that is made by, or that is made by people in regards to your account. Anything that is false or could ruin your reputation, yes, that you can freely report it. But other than that, we should be good, because it's not really a bad thing to have that kind of visibility to people. Since you are a social media company, you are wanting to get you're wanting to achieve something in the digital area, in the social media area. And if you think about this, okay, if you think about it, why would you not allow memes to be made about you? I believe Elon is making a lot of questionable decisions with Twitter right now. As much as I love Twitter Elon, the further you... Because from tweet, it became to post. Like, why? Your house or your home was a birdhouse. Twitter was once a very good company. And a lot of decisions of Elon up until now, I'm still questioning about it, because Elon could have just left it. If Elon wanted to, if Elon wanted it to be like, tada, like this, very extravagant, then why not just, upgrade the system itself, not change anything about the brand itself? I know I am not in the position, because I am not a businessman, I am not in the position to tell Elon how to run his company. I know that, I fully know that, I'm just speaking from an outsider's perspective. I am speaking from a user's perspective, and that is what I am offering. It would have been much better if Elon has just went with keeping Twitter as it is and just enhancing its UI. And enhancing its user interface, enhancing the reach that Twitter can do. I mean, yes, Twitter needed competition. Twitter never had a competition in or too much competition in the digital space. But now that Threads has appeared and Threads has just said to the awkward social media face, not now. We have a lot of data of these people. We can help them. That's how Threads work. If Twitter just continued, or if Elon just left Twitter as it is and just enhanced its UI, enhanced its accessibility options, enhanced its enhanced it being more user friendly, people would have stuck with Twitter. Even I would admit that Threads is actually like a throwback to Twitter, where everything is just easy, everything is there, it's very user friendly, it's very approachable, it's very easy to use. Now Twitter is like, here's your main page, here's your community page, here's where you can search, here's your inboxes, here's your settings. Why not just have the last part or the very first part be like your home, be like your profile, or even the last part? Why not make that last part your profile? Like how Discord makes it on their, what they call this, on their mobile, the very last area of your bar down below is your profile, and you can edit your settings there. Why not copy that, or why not take inspiration from that? Why not just try to improve the UI a bit more? Because the more you improve the UI, the much better it is. Also, another one, the Twitter checkmark. Yes, there's now gold, there's now blue, but why do you have to pay for it? The reason that the checkmark existed was for people to know if the brand is legit. Now, people are just taking blue marks after blue marks after blue marks. Before, the Twitter checkmark is something as a badge of honor. As Twitter acknowledging you as, yes, this is the original user, and anyone else without the checkmark is not real. It is not the original user. You can ignore them. Why just do Twitter Blue, where you can buy the checkmark? And here's the thing. You made it available to almost every single country, but not to mine. Like, I'm sorry, was there like a specific selection of countries that only Twitter blue checkmarks can receive or can buy? Excuse me? Your aim for Twitter was supposed to be user-friendly. The UI or user interface should be very easy to understand. Now I need to swipe left for my profile? Like, sure, in Discord I need to swipe left to see all of my all of the channels that is in the specific server, but what I can do is just press that home and the servers or the channels that is within the server will pop up. I can select what server I want to read and tada, it's there. That's how, take inspiration. This is for Twitter itself. This is for the Twitter devs. This is not hate towards you. I know how much or how hard it is to develop a UI or to develop something. This is more for the higher-ups, for the marketing, for the people who are overseeing things. Why not make it more user-friendly? Why not make it attractive to people? Why not try and make, I'm not saying make Twitter great again, no. Twitter was supposed to be a place where you can quote-unquote shitpost sometimes. But what happens to Twitter now, it is very heavily regulated. Sure, I agree with having like this person or there's an info in there that this is the media of this country. It is operated by this country. You know, in that sense, it will help you distinguish what the if there's news, what
if the news is real or not. It helps you distinguish. Although, yes, misinformation would still spread in Twitter, but still, the implementation, if it's a state-owned media or anything else, if it's private media, whatnot, that is a very good addition. And you could have just improved the UI from that point on. There's no need for all of this fancy schmancy stuff. And also, if you're gonna be saying that this sounds more sus, and this can get me like demonetized, I guess that's the term in maybe in Spotify. I'm not sure. I might not get a monetization for this, but I don't really care. I'm not if I can make this. What do you call this? Make this podcast episode not monetizable. I don't care. But before, actually, for Discord, at first, sure, the removal of the ID and the name, yes, questionable, but still, it is kind of a good idea. It just streamlined adding people in Discord. At first it was bad, but I'll admit adding people in Discord is now much better. It is easier. You don't need to ask for their, hey, can I have your username and your tag number? You don't need to ask that anymore. All you need to do is, hey, can I have your Discord username? That's it. You can find people using their Discord username. Much easier. Much more streamlined. But for Twitter, again, take inspiration from people who took inspiration from you. I know it is hard, especially for me. I'm speaking like I'm something from my ass, but you know, it is not that. It is hard, sure, but making it user friendly shouldn't be hard. Because users should be the first thing in your mind when creating a product. But again, that's just me. So, Twitter just become X is kind of fitting. Again, it will, once you see the title, I know you're gonna read the title first. It's one of the best things that I have actually thought of. So, yeah. Anyways, I have to rest now. Still have work tomorrow. So this is Thunder Locust V temporarily signing out.